wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. A very important step to you living your life by the power of the Holy Spirit is your ability to know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Spirit that are listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. These spiritual gifts are the only means through which God manifests His power to and through His people. If you search the scriptures from the Old Testament to the New, you will discover that every demonstration of God's power is in reality a manifestation of one or more of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In today's segment of the message, I share more about these amazing gifts. The more you know about the gifts of the Spirit, the more you will flow in the power of God and live a life without limits. Be blessed as you listen.
Proverbs 30:18. There are 3 things which are too wonderful for me. Yes, 4 which I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the air. From the beginning of the month, I've been sharing with you that the same wonderful way that an eagle moves in the sky is the same way God wants you and I to move in life. He doesn't want us to struggle like other people. He wants us to soar on the wind of His Holy Spirit. The eagle does not fly like most other birds. The eagle takes advantage, waits for a strong wind current to come, rides on that strong wind current, and because of that is able to fly heights up to 15,000 feet, speeds of 65 miles per hour. As a matter of fact, if an eagle is diving in to get its prey, it's been known to fly as fast as 200 miles per hour. And so God wants that to be your testimony, that by the power of the Spirit of God, you will go through life with ease. You will not go with stress. Things will work easily for you. Before you get to doors, they will open. That is your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. However, we need to put aside our human wisdom and strength and learn to ride on the wind of the Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 is not by power, not by might. Zechariah was in the face of this great temple. It was about to be built, the temple of the Lord. And God told him, as magnificent as this temple is, as wonderful and intricate as the plan of this temple, it's not going to be done by human wisdom. It's going to be done by the wisdom of God. And the same way, God wants us to live every aspect of our life by the power of the Holy Spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And so I shared with you that there are 3 steps to connecting to the power of God. I need to make you understand clearly that these are steps, not ways, steps. In other words, you cannot have one without the other. You know, like you see these steps leading up to this altar. If you want to get on top where I am, you can't just jump all the way here. You have to go from step 1, step 2, step 3, until you get right here. And in the same way, there's a process to the power of God, which begins with salvation. Anyone that does not know Jesus Christ cannot walk in the power of the Spirit. It begins by you becoming born again. Christianity is not by assumption. You are not a Christian just because you attend church regularly. You are a Christian because at some point in your life, you recognize that your good works cannot take you to heaven. You recognize that Jesus died for your sins. And you acknowledge you are a sinner. You ask Him to cleanse you of your sins. And then you surrender the lordship of your life, the control of your life to Jesus Christ. That has to happen on a certain day. You have to remember a specific day that that happened in your life. And at that point in time that you confess faith in Christ, the Bible says you become born again. After you become born again, the journey of power begins with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's an experience that is separate from the born again experience. Jesus told the disciples who were already believers, He said, Acts 1:5, that you have been baptized with the water, but you have gone through the baptism of the water, but he says not many days from now, you will also be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So if you are born again here, and you say, yes, PW, there was a day in my life, I gave my heart to Jesus, but there is yet another experience you must have if you want to walk in the power of God. That is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift the Father wants to give you. All you need to do is say, Father, baptize me with your Spirit. Go to a quiet place. It can happen, whether even in the church, it can happen. I know this month some people have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And after you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the next thing I said is you must keep on being filled with the Spirit of God. Some people just camp with one experience that they had at the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues for so many hours, and that was it. It's more than that. After you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, through a lifestyle of staying in the Word of God, worshiping God. You see, if your only encounter and interaction with God is during church service, you can't go far with God. On a daily basis, you need to get into the Word of God. You need to separate time to spend alone with God in prayer. He's the most exciting person you can be with. You need to discipline this, your body. Push your plate aside at least once a week and fast. When you do these things regularly, the Bible says you'll be full of the Spirit. And when you are full of the Spirit, you will walk in God's power. Bible says concerning Stephen, he was full of the Holy Spirit and many miracles were done through his hands. So if you want to flow in the power of God's Spirit, not only must you be baptized with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, Ephesians 5 tells us you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. And finally, last week, I shared with you that you must know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12 lists all those 9 gifts. You must know how to flow in the word of wisdom. You must know how to flow in the word of knowledge. You must know how to flow in the discernment of spirits. You must know how to flow in speaking in tongues. You must know how to flow in interpretation of tongues. You must know how to flow in the gift of prophecy per time. You need to know how to flow in the gift of faith, working of miracles, and the gifts of healings. That is how to live a life of power. So somebody say after me, say, to walk in the power of God, I must be born again. I must be baptized with the Holy Spirit. I must stay full of the Holy Spirit. And I must know how to flow in the 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. That will be our portion in Jesus' name. I see God raising DIC to be a church of power. Not just a church of where there's some people shining for Jesus. All of us will be ablaze for the Lord Jesus in Jesus' name. I want you to note one thing, people of God. That the gifts of the Spirit, the 9 gifts of the Spirit, are the only channels through which the Holy Spirit manifests his power to and through his people. I'm going to say it again. The 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit are the only means, the only channel through which God, the Holy Spirit, manifests his power to his people and through his people. If you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, the Old Testament to the New, every occasion, every record where the power of God was manifested or experienced, it was a manifestation of one or more of the gifts of the Spirit. I don't have time to go into it now. And by the way, with the help of the Holy Spirit, in the month of June, we are going to go in depth into the study of the actual gifts. But if you read the Bible, even to this present age, church age, any manifestation of the Spirit, any demonstration of the power of God is in reality a manifestation of either one or a combination of more than one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, if the only way that the Holy Spirit manifests his power is through the gifts of the Spirit, there is no way you and I can manifest or walk in God's power without the gifts of the Spirit. It's a must. It's not optional for the Christian. And we are ordained, remember, as eagle Christians, we are ordained to live a life of power. We are not ordained to live a life of impotence. We are ordained to live a life of power. And that is why the Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians 12:1, he said to the Corinthians, concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I do not want you to be ignorant. Because if you are ignorant, you will be incompetent. If you lack understanding, you will lack unction. But I prophesy upon you and me today, we will not be ignorant of our spiritual gifts in Jesus' name. And so we began to talk about the exact things we need to know about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are listed in 1 Corinthians 12. And I told you last week from verse 7 that the first thing you need to know is that the gifts of the Spirit are for you. Paul said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one. One translation says, to each one of us. So it's not given only to pastors. It's not given only to apostles. It's not given only to bishops. It is given to each one of us.
Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. From today, I surrender my life to Jesus and receive Him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. No.